the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, says letter number 4983, Baruch Hashem, the 28th of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing it to Mareinu Yeshua Sheyichya Elboim in Yerushalayim. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to receive your letter dated the 21st of Kislev, in which you write, although very briefly, from the Fabrengen, the Svadus, and its success. And certainly, the Rebbe said, when you say successful, what you mean is that it fits with what the Mishnah says, that it's not loy hamedrash ikar elo hamaaseh. It's not the study is the main, but the action, which means that the words of encouragement, awakening that were spoken at the Fabrengen, and the decisions will bring to actions as it relates to practical during the following days that follow. And as we see in actuality, that this requires a reminder. You know, people at the time, they get, you know, excited, they get encouraged, but then it dies down. So you need to remind the people over time, and a push from time to time, especially during days, special days, days of will, of goodwill, of Hashem, you know, it's special days. So don't rely only on the Fabrengen that you had then, but, you know, continue reminding and encouraging the people. And the Rebbe says that I've already said to many of the Hasidim from Arnash that we merited that Baruch Hashem, there is no opposition to spreading the wellsprings. At times there was challenges in the past. It was like Misnagdim that opposed it. There is no more opposition to spreading the wellsprings. And therefore, it's a chaval, it's a shame. How much time such for every opportunity that we don't utilize in this area to attract more people to Hasidus? Because since the opposition is not there, we should utilize every opportunity. And the Rebbe says, not only that, even those who say verbally, oh, we object, we oppose, and even if those, some do some activities in this direction, it's only because of a shocking lack of knowledge. They don't really understand, they don't know. But when you can explain them in a pleasant way, just lightly explain them, their opposition will stop, will cease. They're not going to oppose. So the Rebbe says, first of all, there is no opposition. And even the little bit, those who openly like would say, but, and even if they do some, it only will take a little bit of explanation in a pleasant way for them to drop their opposition. The Rebbe says, this is actually apparent practically for all those who reflect on this, you know, on your own. Just check it out, you'll see. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you'll also utilize the days of Hanukkah in this, that the point of Hanukkah is to keep on growing, to illuminate the darkness, and to do it on the entrance of your home on the outside, in order to reach the outside. So basically, this whole idea of talking about spreading the Hasidus to the outside, that's the idea of Hanukkah. The Rebbe says to continue, first of all, continue this awakening, this arousal, so remind people from time to time. And the Rebbe says, we have a very special time we're living in. There's almost no opposition, even if there is. It's only very light, and you could explain to them in an easy way, and that's, they're going to stop it. The Rebbe says, this is appropriate for Hanukkah, in which we increase in light. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above, and with blessing of success to all participants in these very special, high activities. These are great activities, and the Rebbe is basically happy, but with the Fabrengen. But the Rebbe says, continue the effects of the Fabrengen for the future, so that don't just stop over there. Continue it and utilize Hanukkah as well to continue in this direction.